Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Yesterday, around 7 a.m., a serious accident occurred on Sebring Road involving a silver Chevy Impala and two semi-trucks. According to a report from one of the truck drivers, the Impala crossed the yellow line, swerved in front of the two trucks, lost control, flipped, and rolled onto its driver's side. It's a miracle that it was not hit by one of the trucks. Both occupants were able to crawl out and communicate with rescue crews on the scene. Sebring Police, Ambulance, and Fire Department responded promptly, and the occupants were transported to the hospital. No official police report is yet available, and further updates will be provided as information becomes available. Lexington Fire Chief Keith Radke resigned on September 16th after over 20 years with the department, including 8 years as chief. He accused the village council of forcing his departure without explanation, citing secrecy, lack of transparency, and ignoring the fire department's needs. Radke stated that there were no disciplinary actions or meetings justifying his resignation and claimed false accusations against him and his team were unaddressed. Despite Radke's public statement and calls for accountability, the village council has yet to comment or explain the situation. The resignation raises concerns about governance, department morale, and future leadership for the part-time Lexington Fire Department serving about 4,500 residents. Experts emphasize that transparency is critical in fire department leadership to maintain trust and operational effectiveness. The controversy highlights issues of accountability and local public safety governance.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. It was announced that a mid-Michigan school has officially canceled the rest of its varsity football season, as confirmed by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. It was just recently announced that Weberville's varsity football team has pulled their program for the rest of the season and won't be competing against any other teams for the remainder of the season. Other Michigan schools facing similar challenges, this is not the only school to have pulled out for the remainder of the season. Gwynn High School decided not to play the field with their varsity football team because only 27 athletes showed up for the first day of practice. The Bad Axe Hatchets also had their 11-player season canceled last year for low participation, though for 2025 they're doing an 8-player schedule. While Weberville isn't the first to cancel its season, it shows that this sort of issue isn't just isolated to a community in mid-Michigan. The team competed in an 8-man Division I, and so far this season, they were 0-3, overall 0-1 in league play. Their latest game was a heavy loss to Fulton, 62-0. Going back to last season, the Spartans finished with a 2-7 record overall and just 1-5 in their league. That's an improvement to prior years where they did struggle. For example, the 2022-23 season was 1-8, and 2023-24 season was 3-6. So while 2024-25 wasn't a winning season for them, there was a good glimpse of progress compared to tougher seasons. There has been no detailed explanation released by the school about whether the cancellation is tied to injuries, roster size, finances, morale, or something else. Michigan's chief medical executive, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, has issued a standing recommendation to support access to COVID-19 vaccines for all residents, reinforcing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive directive aimed at ensuring vaccine availability. Dr. Bagdasarian emphasized that individuals aged 6 months and older who have not yet received a 2025-26 FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine dose may be considered at high risk for severe COVID-19 outcomes and thus eligible for vaccination. This designation expands the interpretation of underlying conditions to include lack of vaccination. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services continues to align its guidance with legal leading medical organizations, advocating vaccination as a critical measure to reduce hospitalizations and severe illness. The state is working with insurance and regulatory bodies to maintain vaccine accessibility and coverage as the cold and flu season approaches.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Amanda Weisenbach, manager of the Sebring office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation that will require a new $100,000 annual fee for H-1B visa applications. This move is among the changes to the program for highly skilled foreign workers, which has come under scrutiny by the administration. H-1B visas are intended to bring skilled foreigners for jobs that tech companies struggle to fill with U.S. citizens. Critics argue the program allows companies to pay lower wages and fill entry-level jobs. Historically, these visas have been distributed through a lottery system, with California having the highest number of H-1B workers. And overseas, the Vatican's trial of the century is heading into the appeals phase. The complicated investigation was launched to get to the bottom of Holy See's bungled $350 million investment in a London luxury property. The trial ended in 2023 with convictions for 9 of the 10 defendants. It was notable for its surreal cast of characters and exposure of Vatican vendettas, espionage, and even ransom payments to Islamic militants. The appeals trial opening Monday could provide even more unwanted revelations. Recently, thousands of pages of WhatsApp text and audio messages exchanged between some of the players have become public. They have thrown fresh doubt about the credibility of the trial and the Vatican's legal system. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this 7 o'clock hour. And this update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries at this time.